Now it's time for the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. But first, let me take a moment to tell you about NBC's convention coverage. Monday, the important Democratic National Convention will open in Chicago. NBC has brought you the complete coverage of the Republican Convention, and now the NBC News commentators and NBC microphones will be listening in to every colorful detail of the Democratic Convention to bring you the convention news as it happens. H.V. Kaltenborn, George Hicks, John Cameron Swayze, and others will be your commentators. Consult your local newspaper for broadcast time. Now, stay tuned for the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street on NBC.
Welcome to the no-doubt world-renowned Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street, dedicated to the music of the three B's, Barrel House, Boogie Woogie, and the Blues, and presented by NBC as an education and information program of the United States Army Reserve. Now here is your commentator, the learned young Boston musicologist known as the Square of Beacon Square, Dr. Orson Half-Baked Bean.
Thank you, Baby Leroy. Incidentally, Dr. Howell insists that a treble clef is something you climb up to the top of, and when you yell, you get an echo. I think that's he does insist that, but nobody pays any attention to it. This evening, we have not one special guest, but three. Great heavens, they're coming in bunches now, like grapes. Well, they are Professor Illinois Jacquette, known as the Dynamo of the Sax, Professor Erskine Hawkins, known as the 20th century Gabriel of the trumpet, and Professor Buddy Johnson, the pianist who, for some ridiculous reason, is known as Professor Buddy Johnson. Mainly because the scriptwriter couldn't think of anything. However, the house lights are going down, leaving only a faint neon glow from Dr. Levine's nose, I noticed. And the overture, Dr. Henry Hot Lips Levine and his Dixieland Octet in the Riverboat Shuffle.
Thank you.
Music lovers, that was originally Riverboat Shuffle, but this evening it was played by Dr. Levine in a tempo which sounded more like Garbage Scow Gallop. However, now out to Hollywood for a word from Gordon McRae.
Friends, this is Gordon McRae. You know, ever since the days of our famous Minutemen back at Lexington and Concord, Americans have been ready and eager to defend their country. And this is just as true today as it ever was. The highly trained, well-equipped men of today's Army Reserve are the modern counterpart of those rugged, part-time, heroic Minutemen who made history when America won her freedom. Like their forefathers, our reserve soldiers are ready to stand beside our regular Army to provide that all-important reserve strength that is America's safeguard in peace and war. Today, more and more young Americans are training with the U.S. Army Reserve as the law now requires, and are becoming personally prepared for whatever the future may hold. And they're adding to America's strength at the same time. There's a place for you in this great fraternity of trained fighting men. Maybe you don't realize it, but today's huge Army Reserve program offers a big payoff, and you get it in cash, in education, and in retirement credits. So join the Army Reserve now and get the jump on the man who waits. Find out how you can fit into Uncle Sam's Army Reserve program by phoning or visiting your nearest U.S. Army and U.S. Air Force recruiting station or your local organized Reserve Corps headquarters.
In the early days of opera, in Milan, for instance, there was a charming custom in which wildly cheering music lovers would unhitch the horses and then would pull the carriage of an opera star through the streets themselves. This custom was not without hazard, Dr. Levine recalling an occasion when he was kicked in the teeth by two small gray mares and a large colatura soprano. As for our own Miss Martha Lou Hop, she wistfully confesses that, alas, her horses have never been unhitched. Although I wouldn't put too much money on it. Attesting to the almost hypnotic power of Miss Harp's voice, however, is an incident which occurred on a recent moonlight drive when she suggested to her escort that he stop and lower the top of the car. The young man did stop and lower the top of the car, but when Miss Harp asked why he was huffing and puffing, he replied that the car was not a convertible. an armored truck, I believe. Our own Miss Martha Lou Harp and the Birth of the Blues.
They heard the breeze in the trees singing weird, weird melodies, and they made that the start of the blues. And from a jail came a wail of a down, downhearted frail, and they played it as part of the blues. From a whippoorwill out on a hill, they took a new note, pushed it through a horn till it was worn into a blue note. And then they nursed it, yes, they rehearsed it, and gave out the news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. From a whippoorwill out on a hill, they took a new note, pushed it through a horn till it was worn into a blue note. And then they nursed it, rehearsed it, and told everybody the news that the Southland gave birth to the blues.
Very lovely, Miss Martha Lou Harp. Of all the celebrated musicians in his vast orchestra of eight, Dr. Henry Hot Lips Levine reserved his most complete and unbounded admiration for his first trumpet player, a mad genius named Dr. Henry Hot Lips Levine. However, lest some of you should suspect that Dr. Levine the conductor and Dr. Levine the trumpeter are relatives, we should point out that such is not the case, and the strange fact that they bear the same name is only due to the mere coincidence that they happen to be the same person. Great Scott. If so, Dr. Henry Hot Lips Levine, the conductor, now takes pleasure in presenting his first and only trumpet player, Dr. Henry Hot Lips Ditto. Actually, Dr. Levine is as close to Dr. Ditto as Park is to Tilford. They were all in the reserve together. So now, as Dr. Levine conducts, Dr. Ditto's famous trumpet will moan and groan, quarrel and snarl, howl and growl, and incidentally may even play a little music. Here is the all-time classic, the Tin Roof Blues. Now, friends, here's a word from Wayne Howell.
Last week, the President of the United States signed the Armed Forces Reserved Act of 1952. This act was designed to make service in the civilian components of the armed forces attractive, and it does just that. Under this law, every reservist will know where he fits and how and when he can be recalled to active service. With this new law, the reservist is automatically placed in the ready reserve, subject to recall in an emergency proclaimed by the President, like Korea, for example. However, if the reservist has a combination of 5 years of active duty and active reserve participation, he may request transfer to the standby reserve. The standby reserve can be ordered to active duty only when an emergency has been declared by the Congress. Now, to obtain full details, veterans should contact their local organized Reserve Corps instructor. Call Monday for full details.
The brief interlude you just heard, music lovers, is the prelude to a recent impromptu jam session which has already become a part of jazz legend. Just a few weeks ago, some of the greatest names in modern music starred in a Carnegie Hall concert called Jazz at the Philharmonic. Among the bands appearing there were those of Professor Buddy Johnson, Professor Erskine Hawkins, and Professor Illinois Jacquette. And during a temporary lull in the proceedings, the three band leaders thought it might be fun to appear as a trio. But what began as a prank quickly caught fire with the jammed audience, and the three band leaders were held on the stage as they improvised on a single number for almost half an hour. Great Scott. The Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street now attempts to recreate some of that legendary jam session as we present Professor Erskine Hawkins on trumpet, Professor Illinois Jacquette on sax, and Professor Buddy Johnson at the piano, all jamming together. Illinois, how do we get this thing on the road?
Well, thank you, Dr. Olson. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Now we'd like to feature the great and 20th century wonderful trumpet player, Erskine Hawkins, and the walking rhythm man at the keyboard, the wonderful Buddy Johnson. And yours truly on the tenor sax, we'd like to get together in a little tune that we cooked up called The Blues in B-flat.
Truly an elegant piece of music. Don't go away, gentlemen, because we'd like to hear from you later again. Right now, Wayne Howell.
From the factory, the farm, from the city, the town, from the length and breadth of America, the reservists are on the move. Yes, the Army Reserve is on its way to 15 days of summer camp. There'll be hard work and sore muscles, but there'll also be good times and companionship. But most important of all to these Army Reservists, there will be satisfaction. Satisfaction in the knowledge that they are learning new military skills and increasing their proficiency in old ones. But most important of all, the satisfaction that comes from serving one's country. These young men and women are part-time soldiers, but they're full-time patriots. Now, it's not too late for you to go to camp with the Army Reserve. Join ranks with these young men and women who are doing their part to maintain our freedom. Your local Army Reserve instructor will be glad to hear from you. So call Monday and become an active member of America's defense team, the Army Reserve. The Army Reserve is listed in your phone book as the Organized Reserve Corps. So call Monday.
Well, critics and public don't often agree, but here's a voice that's really headed for the top. Miss Martha Lou Hart in the long, long...
the depot just to meet the 1202. Yes, I went down to the depot just to meet the 1202. He wrote me he'd be on it, but the train went right on through. Ooh, hear that whistle say. It takes a long, long train with a red caboose to carry my blues away. The engineer was waving as the train went down the track. I felt so heavy-hearted that I couldn't wave him back. Ooh, hear that whistle say. It takes a long, long train with a red caboose to carry my blues away. Yes, I listen to that lonesome whistle, and I listen to that mournful bell. The echo said, I told you so, and my heart said, fare thee well. So I stood there in the station with a letter in my hand, cried like a baby 'cause I lost my loving man. Ooh, hear that whistle say. It takes a long, long train with a red caboose to carry my blues away.
We regret to say, music lovers, that this is the final concert in this series by the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. And to make our finale truly a grand finale, Dr. Levine and his Hungry Octet are joined by our special guests, Buddy Johnson, Illinois Jacquette, and Erskine Hawkins in a jam session. And here is our own Dr. Henry Hotlips Levine to introduce each of his musicians in his own inimitable version of Goodbye.
Okay, let's start with our Basin Street rhythm section. There's Frankie Signorelli on piano, Johnny Smith on guitar, Nat Levine on drums, and Harry Patton on bass. What do you say? We do it. Have another one, Frankie boy. Take another one. Now here's a goodbye from Fletch Filburn on trombone.
Oh boy, go out!
goodbye. Go on. You can't get away with this. Come on, take some more. Some more. Farewell from Al Twink on tenor. Go, Al. Special guest, first Erskine Hawkins. On piano. One more, buddy. Keep on hitting those ivories. Comes Illinois Jacket. Good heavens, here's Dr. Levine. In our throat, we pull away from the final concert in this series by the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. Dr. Levine is out of breath at the moment, but here is
saying goodbye. Hope to see you soon.
And this is Dr. Orson Bean saying we love being with you.
Basin Street is written by Wellborn Kelly and produced and directed by Robert Kipper Adams. Dr. Wayne Howell saying goodbye for us all. And adding that this is the no doubt world-renowned NBC, the National Broadcasting Company. Thank you.